In this bulletin, a truck driver who killed four police officers in a horror smash sentenced to 22 years in prison. Traces of COVID-19 found at a Brisbane hospital ward. And in sport, Australian athletes mark 100 days until the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The truck driver who killed four police officers on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway has been sentenced to 22 years in prison. 48-year-old Mahinda Singh crashed into the police in the emergency lane. He claimed he'd seen a witch and he was high on ice and sleep-deprived when he ploughed into the four officers in what became the single deadliest incident in Victoria Police history. An infectious diseases ward in Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital is being inspected after traces of COVID-19 were found in testing 1 week after it was deep cleaned. The ward was closed from March 30 and deep cleaned after it was found to be at the centre of two coronavirus clusters. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is being briefed about the situation.
The Health Minister mentioned to me this morning that that is the first that she's heard about it, so she is going to get some further information. But it is not unusual for traces to be found that are not contagious. So I'll get a further statement from the Health Minister later on today.
The Premier has also announced that virus restrictions will relax tomorrow as no new cases of community transmission have been reported. From 6 a.m, masks will not be mandatory and will still be encouraged for indoor areas where social distancing isn't possible. Standing will be permitted at restaurants and pubs, while dancing will be allowed at clubs. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is bringing forward the next meeting of National Cabinet to Monday from May 7, with the following meetings to be held twice a week. It comes amid heavy criticism over the federal government abandoning its vaccine rollout timetable. Mr. Morrison says more regular meetings will continue until the rollout issues are resolved and the program is back on track. America's leading infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is urging people to remain calm about the pause on the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. The US Food and Drug Administration called for a suspension of the rollout in order to look into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots. Dr. Fauci says all precautions are being taken to ensure the matter is resolved properly.
You want to make sure that safety is the important issue here. We are totally aware that this is a very rare event. We want to get this worked out as quickly as we possibly can. And that's why you see the word pause. In other words, you want to hold off for a bit and very well may go back to that, maybe with some conditions or maybe not.
The United Nations Children's Agency is warning of a worsening humanitarian crisis in Mozambique. Director of Emergencies at UNICEF, Manuel Fontaine, cited growing rebel attacks compounding an already dangerous environment.
We are facing both a large and likely long-lasting humanitarian situation. These are constant stories, stories of people being kidnapped, stories of gender-based violence, horrific stories of ordeals of people walking for days and days, kids arriving with their feet swollen and injured and having to be taken care of. So it is a very, very serious protection crisis.
The World Food Programme says almost 1 million people in the north of the country are facing severe hunger. In sport, Australian athletes bound for the delayed Tokyo Games have marked 100 days to go until the start of the event. Chef de mission of the Australian Olympic team, Ian Chesterman, says team preparations have been hampered due to the pandemic, but athletes are keen to represent their country and strive for gold. And New Zealand cricket captain Kane Williamson has won the Sir Richard Hadlee Medal as Player of the Year for the fourth time in 6 years at the country's cricket awards. Williamson also won International Test Player of the Year. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 21. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21 degrees. Hobart, wind and rain, 19. Canberra, cloudy, 20. Wollongong, sunny, 28. Sydney, similar conditions, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 23. Same for Brisbane, 26, Cairns, a shower or two, 30, and Darwin, cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.